you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
Reading from Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25. A generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, October 27th, 2021. Is it really October 27th?
I don't even know how this happened.
Tomorrow, the November edition of the Prime Life Times starts arriving, and so we'll be busy getting those. Actually, they're going to be delivered for the first time at our new studios at Marketplace Mall, and so I'm still trying to work out how to fit in three pallets, and then all the volunteers come and show up and start distributing them, but they'll be showing up tomorrow. So that means today is the last day we'll be talking about the October edition of the Prime Life Times.
All right, well, don't you drip any paint on my paper out there at Marketplace, okay?
Yeah, painting won't start till Monday, so I think I got a commitment out of Lyle Morrison, Home Repair or Home Construction or Home Remodeling.
They had an ad in the paper once, didn't they?
Yeah, some years ago. Yeah. He and his team, I think his daughter is really gifted on, like, the fine-tuning, the like, when you have to do the lattice in the windows or all the things take special. Yeah, she's very artistic and a great painter, and I think, I don't know if he has a son involved, but he has a crew that I think come Monday. Hey, I lost it. Where was I in was that in Proverbs?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that's the Psalms, Proverbs. Let me go back to that. I want to talk about the electrician that came to my rescue yesterday. Proverbs 11:25, a generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. So on Monday's edition of Mark and Friends, I made an announcement. Hey, are there any electricians or people that can come out and help? Well, this individual called up, and so I called him right away, and he said, well, I think I could fit in maybe like Tuesday morning. So like at 7:30 yesterday, we met up, and he brought his tools and stuff, and he said, hey, I can go over to Home Depot and get this. So I put in like four different outlets.
Great.
The other wall, he said, that's a lot more complicated.
Is that where I'm
going to
sit? Over
yeah, that's right.
With no outlets.
Marion, you go to the corner over there, and there's no electricity, no outlets, no plug-in. You just sit there for a while.
Well, I was in the storage room.
That's
going to
be the punishment sign. So, anyways, he went at it and got things set. And then I said, okay, so how do we figure out how much I owe you? And he said, nope, no charge.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, oh, no, a workman's worth his wages, And he finally texts me later on, and he said, well, if you give me anything, it's going to go into the church offering. And I said, well, how about, you know, maybe something for you and your girlfriend, you know, like a restaurant gift card or something. And so we're kind of working out, but he just came to our rescue. He didn't want any credit, which is wonderful.
Okay, we won't say his name then.
And no, I can't say his name, but he said I could say his town, so.
Oh, you're going to give it away.
No, all I would say, it's a town south of Homer. Okay, that way it'll be pretty vague.
This is a quiz. I'm very inquisitive now.
But he's a good-looking guy, and I asked him, I said, hey, you dating anyone?
Oh, for heaven's sake,
he said, he does have a girlfriend and such. I can't even say more about that, because I don't want to reveal more of the story.
Oh,
but
my word.
Anyways, so thank you, God. He was very generous. Because of his generosity, I was refreshed, and I think he was refreshed. I sent him a real fun text.
Aww.
And so, thank you, God, for him. And actually, I have some other projects down the road. I said, as you may know or may not know, once a volunteer with Great News Radio, always a volunteer for Great News Radio. So I said, I have something at the 50th Tower that's not too far from you. That's a project
he
down the road.
Talk to her, catch him a little bit.
That's right. So anyways, that was very special. So we got most of our electric needs done, and without there being the expenses, as I mentioned on Monday, we were down to $11,125.
Yes.
So we are almost halfway, all the monies raised. Well, I included about $600 or $800 in electrical. Now, it cost a couple hundred dollars in supplies and stuff. But because there's a savings there, I have to readjust this number. So I think we're closer to $10,000, about $600, because there was that savings of not having to pay him.
We may have to have an electrician back, though, so I can have outlets where I sit.
No, where you're going to sit, there's actually an abundance of outlets. Oh. I think there's four different outlets in that area.
All right.
Anyway, so thank you, God, for people that he raises up and puts into this ministry life to help minimize some of our costs and allow us to make progress. And then the other team, hopefully come Monday, are going to get in there and paint, because on Thursday of next week, the Ministry Leaders Network is meeting. And so I think I'm going to have 25 to 30 paint. Yeah, so we got to get the things set up. I'm working out a deal with Portillo's. Remember, I have that cart that has the 50
sure.
folding chairs.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the tables,
how
I can.
How did I forget? Yeah, I sat right with them.
That's right. They were in your little your
my
little area.
Yeah,
that's that and a ping pong table
five
and
years,
books and Tootsie Pops. And you were in that little cluster area where you always wondered if that shelving above you would ever fall down on your head. I don't even know that. It's a couple of times I had to look at that to make sure it was secure enough.
Cause, I didn't know that. That's upsetting.
So
I'm glad you were checking it out.
Yeah, I made sure because it looked like it was tilting just a little.
Wow.
But never enough where I was really concerned.
We do
but,
have our stories of that place.
Yeah.
All of us have
so we're talking
stories.
About our former location, Lincoln Square Mall, that has served us these mm-hmm. 5 years, and we're in the process of moving to Marketplace Mall. In fact, the U-Haul units, the full month is at the end of this month, so I'm trying to figure out, do you want to move stuff in before you paint? You really don't want to, so I got to extend that lease agreement at least another week, but we're very excited about being fully functioning with a studio at Marketplace mm-hmm. Mall and all the variations of things that we can do and accomplish. And I was talking to somebody today about various choirs maybe having caroling out front of our doors.
Wouldn't that be fun?
With all those people, we could schedule different churches like, you know, 6 to 7, 7 to 8, 8 to 9, you know, different times, I think.
Your mind just kicks out ideas constantly, I think.
It's a perfect location, and for caroling and some of the Christmas songs and all the people that will be shopping.
Can we get the carolers, like hot chocolate and stuff?
Yeah, probably
like
a little table. So I got
some cookies.
I got to get in good with Lens Crafter team and then Old Navy that's next door, because there's that beautiful area and
yeah,
there's seating
is.
And it's kind of garden. Now come December, it won't be like a garden.
Yeah.
But I think I can convince the mall to have carolers outside. And then I think, again, the singing men, we're hoping COVID-19 will be minimized where we can sing again in the food court. Mm-hmm. But I think just even outside our little areas, all the people drive by, and there's two entrances into the malls. It's a high traffic area, and I think if you have different churches or worship teams or whatever mm-hmm. singing carols, that would be fun for
it
everyone.
It really would. And it felt so strange when you said that just now, COVID-19. It's going to be 2022 in like 3 months.
Yeah. Oh, the other day they were saying, I think yesterday there's only 67 days, I'd have to look at it, till the end of the year.
Oh,
and it's
my.
Like
and the shipping crisis and everything. We've got to get presents bought.
Yeah. So, and I should do a shout out as much as we're talking about Marketplace Mall and excited about the studio. Again, for our WLUJ listeners, we love our studios there at 600 West
Absolutely.
Mason Street. You've been there. Back yesterday, I interviewed Eddie Kimball and had him on Testimony Tuesday, and that originated out of the Springfield studio. We love that. There's four different studios. I see. There's the upstairs, then there's the production, then there's three upstairs, and then the one downstairs in Tim's office. So we'll always keep that. That's just a great part of the ministry.
Oh, yeah.
But we're excited about Marketplace Mall because it'll open up new opportunities and allow us to reach different people, especially the East Central Illinois people or those from West Central Indiana that can drive over. Mm-hmm. And so we like having those two studios. And then here again, because we don't have the Marketplace Mall studio set up yet, we're at the home studio here.
We have that too.
Yeah.
And it's interesting.
And it's going to save you a lot of drive time to come all the way out here.
Yeah. This is interesting. It's like it's historical here. There's CDs from like 20 years ago and from yesterday.
And I don't think I mentioned this on Monday, but Dick Van Zandt, who started the WLUJ family of stations and birthed all them.
I know, that was pretty awesome.
26 or so years ago, he set up this studio, him and an engineer.
Really?
He was right here working away, getting it set up. And so this is, again, a credit to Dick Van Zandt, who started WLUJ and helped us start Great News Radio. And I had talked about on Monday the first ever historic broadcast being recorded up at Moody on Easter Sunday, April 7th, 1996. Well, that's because this home studio wasn't finished yet.
Okay.
So Dick Van Zandt was still working in the studio, wiring things. And so we had to do our very first broadcast up at Moody. It was an hour long, kind of our historic launch into the radio ministry. And yeah, as mentioned, Easter Sunday, April 7th, 1996.
So cool.
What a great day to dedicate a radio ministry to the Lord. And so that was done up there. And then the next week we started doing the program right here in the morning. Yeah. So
for
a lot of history in this room.
There is. And for the listener that would like a picture, it's not fancy, but it's got some real important equipment, and it's got history, and it's got chickens outside. Yeah. It's a country area.
Yeah.
And it's got the Sangamon River flooded into the yard.
Yeah. It's got our computers, and
yeah,
you'll see. Let's see, who made that? We have a custom 1, 2, 3, 6 sections for CDs. I don't know how you explain that whole wall with various artifacts throughout, things from Israel trips and singing men and other gatherings. And so, and then obviously my big container of the dried meal, freeze-dried meal worms for the chickens.
That you occasionally throw out the window. That's so fun. And the guinea fowl that Holly says is a spoiled guinea fowl.
Yeah. And in the file cabinets, and this is kind of a downstairs bedroom that we converted into the studio.
Oh, was it?
26 years ago.
Wow.
And
okay.
So, yeah, it's served many purposes beyond what we ever thought. And
wow,
it's very convenient, and it works right now.
It
and
sure does work right now.
Thank you, right guy. And it's cheap because it's in our home.
Yes.
So, so I always got to watch the cost. So now, it being Wednesday, it's the Prime Life Times in Review, so we love to read from our beloved publication that's available at the WLUJ studios and some locations in Springfield. And we're making inroads more, what we would say, to the west, into Bloomington and Decatur and elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, this has been a project that we've worked on for these last 5 years. And it's actually been a publication that's been around, I think now I can say 28, maybe 29 years.
Mm-hmm.
Originally started many years ago by Dr. Bill Gingold, William Gingold, and his goal was to keep seniors active, engaged, involved, flourishing in their later lives. But when we took it over, we wanted to include some younger people, and we added many more different articles and restaurant reviews at some point. We'll get back to doing some of those.
Oh, yeah, we will.
And the puzzles and the games and the colorful front cover, Laughing Matters, How Humor Affects Mental Health. You read that with Tim in Springfield a few weeks ago.
I sure did.
So today you're going to read from our beloved Nancy Brain.
Yes, wonderful person. Okay, so this is on page A7. It's called Call the Repair Man by Nancy Brain. Have you ever had something break that's vital to your everyday existence and immediately you, quote, call the repair man? He or she is master of all things breakable. When our repair man walks back out the door, our lives can return to normal, to the normal, calm existence we've come to expect and love. What if there were other, less visible or tactile things in our lives that could also break? What kind of repair service would we need to call for those upsets or breaks that need fixed? We might not even see these erosions because they tend to happen a little bit at a time, very slowly, and nothing actually falls to the floor and breaks into a million pieces. Then one morning we wake up and realize something's missing. Someone has been offended. We're upset for an unknown reason, or things just aren't right in some aspect of our lives. Maybe what's broken isn't obvious right away, but just hovers in the distance. This is when we also need to call for repairs, but this time we need to put on our tool belt, roll up our sleeves, slap on our cap, and get to work. We might need to mend some fences that have broken down over time, or bridge some gaps that have opened wider than we had noticed. It could also be time to burn some bridges of hurt and plant some seeds of hope that can blossom and spread. We can also lay a new foundation.
Yeah, I'm going to stop you there. I think that's really... It could also be time to burn some bridges. Usually we think, don't ever burn bridges.
Yep.
You know, it's important not to burn bridges. You might need to,
call on that person
sometime
someday.
In the future. But this was an interesting one, and it kind of caught me off guard. be time to burn some bridges of hurt.
Yeah.
And so I thought,
let go of the hurt and
offense. Yeah, because usually the hurt or the anger or whatever, the hostility that you have is really hurting you more than them. And what an interesting
point.
Way to say, burn those kind of bridges.
That's a really good point. We can also lay a new foundation of friendship with people we meet along the way. Sometimes all it takes to fix a problem is to just repair some connections that have become loose.
And isn't that true? Oftentimes, like just say a friend and there's some disappointment or disagreement.
Yeah.
The longer you don't touch base with that person,
yep.
you can kind of fester and then think ill or
yep.
think worse. And then suddenly when you finally do get to connect and you're like, oh, gosh, how are you? And,
yeah.
you know, you're thinking, why didn't I connect sooner? And that's usually I see that in many people, too. Have you talked with the person for a while? No.
Yeah.
Well, get
yeah.
in touch with them. And usually it resolves itself to some degree.
Yeah. Any repair person will be quick to tell us regular maintenance is the solution to catching a problem before it becomes a major situation. Maybe we need to keep that in mind, too. Is there something around us that's getting frayed? Being overworked, overwhelmed, and overextended can cause things to unravel and may need immediate attention before sparks fly or something sputters and quits completely. We all have the necessary tools at hand to do most of these repairs. The ability to make that call, rekindle that friendship, step up, and approach a new friend, help someone with a problem, forget a hurt, or just offer a helping hand in whatever capacity might be needed.
Like electrical needs at Marketplace Mall. Man, thank you. Thank you, Mystery Man.
Mystery Young Man. Now it's a young man.
Yeah.
These are clues.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Quite often, things don't get fixed the first time, so another visit might need to be scheduled. But any good service person will make as many trips as it takes to complete the repair. We should do no less. So, let's hitch up our jeans, put on our neon shirts, lace up our boots, grab our hard hats and toolboxes, and start repairing. I really like this article.
Yeah, there's a nice picture of Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate her, and she's very busy and involved and engaged and flourishing and loves to help seniors and people stay connected, stay involved in community and in people's lives.
Okay, so it says Nancy's the author of the noted book, Alzheimer's Preparedness, Ready or Not. She co-founded the Rest of Your Awesome Life Retirement Lifestyle Planning Project. Email her at nabaso32@yahoo.com.
And who's her good friend? Not to put you on the spot.
Cindy Guthrie.
Yeah, her and Cindy, you know, I want to work with them.
You put me on the spot all the time. I'm used to it. I don't even know why you said that.
I was thinking, are you going to remember her name? Because I couldn't. But they're both so gifted, and they hold these workshops, seminars, symposium kind of things where I think it'd be so advantageous for our listeners for them to come out. But because of COVID and such, we haven't ever been able to work out where it can be just a fun gathering and they can put on their 2 or 3 hour sharing time seminar. And they're so gifted. And we've talked about even having them help host some of our travel outings because they're very fun to be around. And appreciate Nancy and Cindy and that the work they do. And they're very gifted at writing and speaking and sharing.
Yeah, they are.
All right, so we got a couple more minutes in this month's edition of the Prime Life Times where we continue to get people subscribing or giving it as a gift. So if you're thinking for that unique or awesome Christmas gift, this will be 12 months. We start whenever you want us to send them the first publication. It's $30, and that basically pays for the first class mail, so you can get it right away. But we have a number of people that get the Prime Life Times each and every month as gifts. And so if you want to do that, give us a call.
No supply chain issues. We will get it right out to you.
Yeah, that's right. If you're thinking, what am I going to do for that neighbor, that unique friend that has everything? A subscription to the Prime Life Times. We'll deliver it right to their home or business or wherever around the country, for that matter, around the world. But you might have to give a little more postage if it's sent to Israel or Brazil or somewhere else.
Yeah.
But call us at 217 267-7777, 217-367-7777, the Prime Life Times. It's informative, engaging, and positive. And we think it's a great publication, a God-honoring publication that brings humor and hope and great articles, good content. I think this is another example of something that we can both learn, as we can be those repairmen used of God to bring healing and hope. And well, I guess Jesus is the ultimate repairman. But
that is true. But, you know, it really makes you think, wanting to go back over your relationships and kind of think, you know, am I okay with everybody, really? Have I contacted? I haven't talked to that person in like 6 months. What am I thinking? You know?
Well, and another thing, you've raised my awareness. God has given us that intuitiveness to sometimes read something or have a feeling or an impression. And oftentimes we might bury it or overlook it or not think about it. And I had a discussion with a friend recently who said, you know, I always kind of wondered or questioned or had some thoughts about this, but I never said anything. And you said, oh, Mark, it's so important. God has wired us to have that intuitive, especially women, but I think men too.
I think men have
intuition. Really, is it pretty equal? It
comes out in different ways. That's my own personal opinion.
Okay, but certainly we've heard about women's intuition, and so many times women, they have this sense. Maybe it's like, I don't know if I can trust that person whatever.
Always
follow,
pay attention.
Yeah, up on those instincts or pray about it. Or share them with a friend, because God may be putting that impression on your heart for very specific reasons, to rescue somebody, to get out of maybe a harmful situation, or to just be alert that there could be danger or whatever it is.
And, you know, people can be afraid of being wrong. You know, if you're wrong, you're wrong. So you don't have to say, I know. Just say, this feels something. Oh, that person's on my mind. Or, you know. You just have to pay attention.
All right. Well, you got more than you paid for today if you tuned in. I don't know how much you're paying for, but
I don't either.
We appreciate all donations, as mentioned, 100%
listener
free, support.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's right. And we're down to, I think, about $10,000, I'm going to say $600, because I have to look at what I estimated our electrical cost. But great savings. Thank you, God, for raising up this young man that rescued us yesterday and set up some of the electric for us. And I'm very pleased. And Monday we'll be doing some painting. And then hopefully in the coming days, Jim Gunther's going to get our studio set up.
Oh,
and
Jim Gunther's wonderful.
All to use for God's glory.
Don't get any paint on my papers.
Yeah, no,
Thank you.
We'll work really hard on that. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.